Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, banker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. Let's get it going. Time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. We got your host James here, joined by our head producer here at WFHR. Laura's with us.
Hi, hello.
I keep doing that to you.
You do, and I keep correcting you right then.
It's nice that the board's this way so you can do that. You just reach over and put,
yes,
hey.
I'm not pushing the buttons, but I am pointing at them.
Ixnay on the third mic, A.
Yeah.
We hope you're having a good day. That was bad. That was bad. I apologize to the audience.
And that is apparently how we introduce this show.
We hope you're having a good start to the day out there. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Good things on the way. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to diving into that one. How many questions does the average parent field from their child a day?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be getting into that one.
The weight of that.
And to bring things, kind of warm things up after that, we have a study that found warm drinks can help you avoid winter blues.
Ooh.
We'll get into that a little
like
bit.
Like a warm beverage.
Got some entertainment news for you. We're talking Dolly Parton. We're talking People's Sexiest Man Alive. They named that. Macaulay Culkin's in there.
Woo.
And a bunch of other fun stuff we got.
Okay.
Also want to get into a couple of other fun topics throughout the morning. Next hour, Crayola is in the news. I want to talk about them a little bit.
Okay.
We got some good stories of the day and, of course, our schedule to get into, a lot of local events I want to touch on, all of those things. I do have a place I want to start here, Laura, but first, before I forget, I wanted to do a review real quick, a candy review.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah.
Just getting
You've
out of
candy.
Halloween. Well, I saw these at Quick Trip the other day.
Okay.
And I don't know if they're anywhere else. So growing up, one of my favorite candies I could get was because I'm old, they were 25 cents or 50 cents, but a blow pop.
Sure.
Because a blow pop, you got a sucker and gum.
Yeah, it was like candy with your candy.
I've always enjoyed these, but as I've gotten older and my teeth have gotten a little more sensitive, I have to be a little more selective about them. And I get a little tired of the sucker part. I want the gum. I want to get to the gum and some of that.
Sure, because you're a gum dude.
I like Charms. I like the company and the flavor and all that.
Sure.
I don't know how long these have been a thing, but I just discovered them.
Okay.
They are blow pops.
Are you going to make me chew gum
inside
into a microphone?
Out. You don't have to try them if you didn't want to. I didn't want to put you out of spot with it.
Okay,
but
I'll try them on at the break.
Okay, good idea.
I don't want to do that to y'all.
Gum on the air is probably not a good call.
Not a great
call.
Idea.
But I couldn't help myself.
Let me see these. Okay, so they're inside outs.
Yeah.
There's crushed lollipop on the inside of this gumball.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're awesome.
All right, okay, I'll give it a whirl.
They are really fun.
I'm kind of excited about that. I like the idea of already small pieces of blow pop because once you have like the little crystals of blow pop in the gum, it's kind of the best part.
Oh, there's a crunch to
it.
Yes.
So like, I could definitely see the appeal, and I will try one of those.
Right on.
Stay tuned for the review.
Yeah, we'll get your review on that a little bit later, and we might want to review this one as a team. Maybe have all of us try this one.
Okay.
Oreo announced a new special edition tin of cookies that taste like Thanksgiving foods. You can't get them in stores, just online. It's six different flavors, and each tin comes with two of each.
All right, give me those flavors.
Turkey and stuffing.
Oh, there it is.
Sweet potato.
Okay.
Cream corn.
Okay.
Oh, God, I hate cream corn. Oh, I hate cream corn with such a passion.
But I could see being able to turn that into a cookie.
Sure,
much easier than the turkey.
I love corn. I love corn on the cob. I like corn in most ways. Cream corn is wrong.
It's not for you. Next.
Cranberry sauce.
That could also be a good cookie.
Caramel apple pie.
Great cookie.
Pumpkin pie.
Great cookie.
I want to try a pumpkin pie Oreo.
They did not need to make a turkey cookie.
Turkey and stuffing.
They could have just skipped that one.
That feels a little, feels a little.
They could have just
excessive.
Not.
You can order a tin for $20 plus shipping at Oreo.com. And, please, if anybody ends up getting any of these, we have to know what they're like. I really want to try the pumpkin pie one. A pumpkin pie
they
Oreo
all sound
sounds
great.
Pretty
I
good.
Bet they have a pumpkin pie Oreo out on a shelf right now if you look.
I mean, honestly, even
the cranberry sauce, the cream corn, the sweet potato, and the caramel apple, maybe not, but I bet there's a pumpkin pie one out on the shelves right now.
I would try the cranberry sauce. I think that could be interesting.
I think that could be good, too. That could be good.
A caramel apple pie.
I think, you know, the cranberry, you want to have some orange in there. So it's either the cookie is cranberry or the cream is cranberry, and the other is going to have a hint of orange. Mm. And then with the creamed corn, I was picturing a cornbread cookie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that actually, now cornbread might not be.
Like a cornbread flavor, mm-hmm. you know, cookie with cornbread in it. And yeah, the sweet potato, you know, sweet potato pie, caramel apple, obvious.
Well, and it comes in a kind of a cool box or a cool container. It's just a big Oreo that
but
it comes
like,
in.
I don't know
what people are going to do with some of these other flavors. You know, I could see eating some of those.
I would
but.
Try one of each, and I bet I would like most of them. But they didn't need to make a turkey and stuffing.
I got to think that it's
Oreo.
At this point, it's pretty tough to come up with a new Oreo flavor that would be good.
Sure,
it just seems like
and
they've got
so many.
Maybe
they just needed to put one weird one in there, and that was the gimme.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have done green bean casserole. Be glad they didn't do that, I guess.
Cream corn.
Ugh. Yeah, but that one could be okay.
just thinking about cream corn.
It's not cream corn. It's an Oreo.
And then there's this.
Okay.
America's, quote, fanciest grocery store has a new drink that sounds like something your kid might come up with. There's a grocery chain in L.A. called Erewhon.
Okay.
It's basically a store for rich people.
Okay. That sounds right.
It is Whole Foods on steroids.
Okay.
It's
Whole
that.
Foods, but for the ultra wealthy.
Yes, yes. Not just the hipster with a paycheck. It's a little bit more.
Yep.
And of course, TikTokers are all over this, this place. And they want to look like rich people. So they tend to like film themselves going around. But I don't know if they actually buy anything.
They're just there.
That's
making content.
I don't even know what to say to that. Like, okay, I guess. So this grocery store is known for things like $15 packets of blueberries or a single strawberry that costs $20.
Shut up.
Yeah. Now they're in.
Shut up.
Now they're in the news because the cafes in the stores are selling a new toothpaste smoothie.
Absolutely not.
It's called the Mint Condition Smile Smoothie.
Oh, my God.
The Mint Condition Smile Smoothie is. They partnered with a fancy brand called Boca, and it's inspired by one of their toothpastes called Element.
This hurts my soul.
Arowana is selling it at all their cafes this month. People signed up for their loyalty program, which costs $100 a year. Their loyalty program can try it for free. Otherwise, it's $11.
Oh my God.
It's mint with notes of banana, mango, coconut, and blue spirulina. Spirulina, thank you.
That sounds awful. That sounds terrible. That sounds like it tastes bad. It's going to taste bad. It's not going to taste good. It's going to taste bad. Don't put that on your taste buds.
But Boca's marketing manager swears it's good. it's literally in the article.
I don't believe him.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think he's a lying liar who lies.
I feel like they also missed something here. You had a golden opportunity to. What about milkshake toothpaste?
No.
Like, well, no. Instead, they brushes your teeth. It brushes your teeth. So
sure.
Instead of like
eating that company that makes the toothpaste that's like really really tasty. It doesn't mm-hmm. taste like toothpaste.
Yeah,
it's like tasty. I have a vanilla one of theirs. It's really nice.
Like something like that. Like they should have just like.
I bet they have one. I bet they have like a strawberry milkshake. Or
shifted
something.
To that. Just gone that route with it. Hey kids, you don't like brushing your teeth? Here's a milkshake.
Yeah.
flush it around
answer.
And everything. I don't
know. Definitely the answer.
This is part of all. Also why I don't make a good adult, is that I think
of
things like
this. No, it sounds like you're solving a problem. I think milkshake-flavored toothpaste is the answer.
It's better than that. It's better than what
it's so much better than that. You could not pay me enough to have that. That is not interesting to me.
I don't have a whole lot of friends that have, like, you know, that are outside of our pay range, that are outside of our, you know, whatever we class we are now. We don't have middle class anymore, so
no,
whatever we are.
We do. But the haves and the have-nots, I guess.
But if I had a richer friend and they told me they just bought a single strawberry for $20,
I would slap them in their face and say, "Where was your mom?"
I don't know how I'd ever look that person in the eye again with respect. I don't know if I could. I'm half joking. I'm half serious. I don't.
I've got a box of those in the fridge. You could have given me $20.
And I got to say this too. And I feel like this may even say a little bit about me. So to be fair here, but there's no way a $20 strawberry is going to taste worth it to me.
No,
there's no way I can spend $20 on a strawberry and I'm eating them like, oh my god, this is the greatest strawberry.
No, the thing that tastes great about it is the wealth.
I'd rather have the $20. I can't
right,
imagine the strawberry tasting that good.
Because we're too poor to want to waste $20 on a strawberry. It's the privilege that's so tasty.
I'm going to spend 50 cents on a strawberry artificial flavored piece of gum.
Yum, privilege.
yes. I don't know about that. It also feels like the... So they stayed up until like 2 in the morning trying to come up with ideas, and this was all they had. This was the best they came up with.
It's not a good idea.
A toothpaste
this
smoothie.
This is a bad... Bad idea. Bad marketing team. Bad. Very bad.
Tell me you're out of touch without telling me you're completely out of touch.
No one wants that. We barely like our toothpaste while we're brushing our teeth. Stop it.
So between these two stories, whether it's Oreo, like the Oreo or these kind of new smoothie things or whatever.
Eat the turkey and stuffing Oreo and then drink your toothpaste smoothie to wash it down.
I guess.
With.
Yeah. Don't mix them. Hope they have a Thanksgiving smoothie.
I can't think of anything worse in my life.
It's bad. But I'm trying really hard. So I want to push back on the Oreo thing, but I'm trying really hard to come up with a new flavor for Oreo.
They seem to be willing to do whatever they want.
Yeah, and they've come up with everything. Yeah. Like, I don't know if there's
Why
a type
not?
Of Oreo
yeah.
that isn't. I was about to say
Keep
a coffee one, but they got a Java one. They got, you know, they got yeah. a Oreo for everything.
My favorite flavor combination is blueberry and lemon, preferably with lavender. Mm-hmm. And they've never done that before. So
okay, there
I've
you
got
go.
That.
There, get on that Oreo. Mr. Oreo or Mrs. Oreo,
yeah.
who's ever in charge over
the
there.
The Oreos,
sure.
respectively.
Yeah, yes, thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Take a time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Laura James taking you through your morning on WFHR.
Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Come on, baby, let me thrill your soul. Come on, baby, let the good time roll.
Time to let them good times roll right over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. Treat yourself, everybody. Get on over there. They're open for the week.
Yeah, they are.
Head on over there.
Sorry, I'm chewing gum.
No, I did. I was trying to talk for you. We appreciate our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them today, everybody. And, of course, you can find out more about them by going to their website, elcafewi.com. Check out their Facebook page. Keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing over there. A lot of the things that they do happen to be involving with the community mm-hmm. or having our good friend Kathy McGrath over there for story times or all these kind of fun things that they do. They are so much more than just a great restaurant.
It's true. I honestly, I love it there.
I don't know if they realize this.
And their wait staff is great.
Perfect staff. Perfect staff.
It's awesome.
They have become a bit of a hub in Port Edwards.
Awesome.
You know, a bit of a community hub and everything. And I think that's
the way to do it.
It's organically happened, and it's a really cool thing. And we appreciate our great friends over there. Love working with them.
Yeah.
Get on over there today, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR.
Yeah.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
You should do that.
Do it now. Email us info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Be sure to like our pages. Great way to get us your requests and all those fun things. And of course, call on up
715-424-2600 if you want to talk to us. But if you'd rather talk to Pam, that would be 1300. Or you can text us using the Civic Media app.
Looking forward to hearing from you, everybody. Laura, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All righty. There we go.
Also, for the record, the gum was good. It needed another layer of candy coating. I needed more crunch. It was good, but I needed more crunch.
I didn't want to interrupt the segment, so I was going to bring it up after the news break. But no, that's fine. That's fine. So you were all right with it. You just thought it needed a little bit more.
It needed more of the candy coating. I get it. I get what they were going for. But I think if they had a thin layer of it around the outside of it, then it's a winner.
You're not a huge gum person either.
No, I am not.
That's a win right there for the gum community.
But the flavor was right. It was very good flavor. Yeah, yeah. I would have kept chewing it, but, you know, microphone.
Oh, got a talk thing.
Yeah, that makes it real hard.
The one thing, I barely ever bring things in. The one thing I bring in is gum. The worst thing for radio. We appreciate you guys getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. And a real big shout out to Pam, who always does a great job keeping track of our in-house birthdays. We say a very happy birthday to Civic Media's news director, Charlie Pittman.
Yeah, happy birthday, Charlie.
Not only
she's awesome. She's the news director for Civic Media. She's excellent.
So, Charlie is a beautiful name. Mm-hmm. And she is a heck of a human being. She fits mm-hmm. that name. Mm-hmm. I have not gotten to really talk to her too much. A little bit of interacting mm-hmm. I've done, blown away. We are really lucky to have her.
I haven't gotten to know her very well because, you know, we're not in the news department. But every interaction I've had with her has been excellent.
Well, I'll say this, somebody that I respect very much in Melissa, you know, thinks highly of her. And that's enough for me.
And that's enough. Yeah. Yep.
Have a great birthday, Charlie.
And Joel, it's a good one for you. Happy birthday, Charlie.
We also wish you happy birthday to Dale Abbott.
Happy birthday, Dale.
Dale, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for mm-hmm. you. We appreciate Dale's, I believe his daughter got us his birthday.
Oh, thank you, Dale's daughter.
Yeah, that's cool. We'll appreciate that. And we want to wish happy birthday to our qualifier, Margaret Hefner.
Happy birthday, Margaret. Congratulations on your qualifier.
I love the name Margaret.
It's a great name.
Great name.
I've had a couple of friends named Margaret.
Enjoy your day, Margaret. Hope it's a good one. We encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, strangers, animals that you're a qualifier. And, of course, be listening at the beginning, the first day of November or December that we're back.
Yeah, because it's November now.
Yeah. And get on over to El Cafe.
Yeah, you should do that.
Let's take a look at who you share your birthdays with. Let's see here. Dez Bryant is 37, former Cowboy, and Raven, I think he played for, too.
Sure.
Let's see here. Matthew McConaughey is 56.
Ooh.
Well, all right.
I knew you were going to say it. That's why I didn't.
So that's where he gets his start. That's where we get introduced to Matthew McConaughey. It's interesting because that's a line that he came up with.
Yep. That was just purely him.
They had no line. They had nothing good. But it didn't. The director and Matthew were kind of working together and like, hey, we're just zooming the camera and that doesn't really work. Would you mind saying something? And just on the spot.
That's what he came up with.
He just comes up with that. He has this stretch where he's kind of doing rom-coms and he's mm-hmm. not really doing the work he enjoys, and he's getting a little frustrated with that, and he's then discovered on a beach playing bongos, you know, high off his brain. And
I love that for him.
I believe he was he got cited. I don't know if he was arrested, but he got cited, and there was some talk of him, you know, just not necessarily really. Is he locked in? Is he focused? Is mm-hmm. this kind of the beginning of the end of Matthew McConaughey?
And it was not.
And he's trying really hard to find work, and he can't. So he sits down with his agent, and he says, we're taking a year off. Mm-hmm. We're taking a year off. We're not doing anything. If it's a rom-com script, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. This, as an actor, is one of the most suicide missions you can take.
Yeah.
It's insane to do this. But if you want to reset,
how you got to do it.
Yeah. He does this, and he's saying no to all these scripts. And finally, he gets this script for True Detective.
Yep.
And it changes everything.
And it was him and Woody Harrelson.
And it's part of the reason he wants to do it and everything. And him and Woody have this great relationship. And mm-hmm. that season, the first season of True Detective, is one of the greatest seasons of TV I will ever see.
No,
it's one of the greatest written, acted. It gives me goosebumps thinking about mm-hmm. it. And Matthew McConaughey has become one of my favorite actors and one of my favorite like arcs because mm-hmm. of not only him working on the craft.
Yeah.
And he could... To this day, he's 56 years old. He could still be doing rom-coms. Mm-hmm. There's no reason that he had to do this with his career other than artistically, this is what he wanted. It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the fame. Mm-hmm. It was about the talent. It was the craft. And
yeah.
That I don't think any of us saw that coming. I sure didn't.
No, and it's incredible.
It's such a turnaround. It's such a flip. And to so many actors out there, he is such a northern star.
He's a guiding light a little bit.
Yeah, you can do it your way. You can bet on yourself and win. You can do these things.
But you got to be able to follow through. You got to be able to do it.
Another interesting note about his career is a lot of people told him early on, hey, pull away from the southern thing. Pull away from the Texas thing. Pull away from a lot of those things.
And it has worked in his favor this whole time.
Yeah. First off, what person is telling a Texan to stop being Texan?
Like, and think it's going to work.
Yeah, what idiot does that? Because that's a, I'm sorry, but that's an idiot move. Yeah. Like, that's a,
but also, let there be room for all of these different accents instead of hiring people who don't genuinely have the accent. Why not?
We need more of that in sports.
We need more of it in everything.
I want more Southern announcers.
100%.
I want more.
I don't even listen to sports, but I agree with you.
Ralph Macchio is 64.
Yeah.
It is unfair how handsome he still is at 64. It's not fair.
Daniel. Got a good face, that one.
Karate Kid, those movies, Outsiders, couple of roles.
Yep.
My Cousin Vinny, I think, is a forgotten role of his that he was really good in that movie. I thought he was one of the best parts. I love Joe Pesci, but he was one of the best parts of that movie. Jeff Probst is 64.
Oh, love him.
Survivor creator, producer, and host.
Yeah.
Jeff Probst is very good at what he does. I watched the first couple episodes of Survivor. I know I haven't seen it since, and so, I haven't really seen him since, but I do remember thinking, wow, this guy's very good at this.
Yeah.
I can only imagine he's gotten so much better at it, like 50 years or whatever they've been doing.
Once upon a time, I attended Survivor parties after Packer games, because that was usually when Survivor was airing. And I watched a lot of it. And honestly, you get to a point where you're kind of watching the show for Jeff Probst. Yeah.
That's surprising to me almost, but not as surprising you doing that. I wouldn't have pictured that. That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's fun.
They were really weird people.
That's fun.
Yeah,
that's
it was great.
That's cool. Kathy Griffith is 65.
Oh.
Kathy Griffith, certainly in the last handful of years, there's a lot you could say in all that and everything, but focusing early on her early career and one of those actors that are one of those comedians that really, really had to like battle through a lot of stuff to get herself out there and is noteworthy in the sense of that she even got the jobs that she has gotten because Kathy Griffith didn't have any of the things that a lot of stand-up comedians have going in their favor.
Yeah.
She battled against a lot of type to get to where she did.
Yeah. Well, and in recent years, she has, you know, kind of taken a step back and done some self-evaluation and, you know, tried to make amends for some things.
Yeah.
And that's really noteworthy because she didn't have to do that. She could have just kept being and still had fans.
Happy birthday to the First Lady of Texas, former First Lady Laura Bush.
Oh, happy birthday.
I always like the way she... I don't know if there's many first ladies that I don't respect or appreciate in some way or another. Her step-grandmother, however... Not step-grandmother, but her George's mom.
Mother-in-law?
Yeah, her mother-in-law. Thank you. God, I don't know why I couldn't think of that.
That's okay.
I always respected her so much and the way she handled herself in the public eye. And I feel like she learned a lot from her in the way of that.
I think that... The way that I viewed it is I felt that Laura Bush handled her position with grace.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the
You don't get to choose who you love. And when you end up, like, it's one thing for this guy, George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr., whoever it is, to want to get into politics. The families, the wives, the way that they, it's such a different game. And I have such a different, I have no expectations for that position other than how are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, how are you handling it? Are you okay? Honestly, because regardless of their husband and their political feelings or anything like that, I just find that a very interesting thing. To be in. And some people no longer with us. Loretta Swift would have been 88 today. Just passed away just a little while ago. Hot Lips on MASH.
Sure. Love her.
Hot Lips, Houlihan. Couldn't think of it. It's been a while. Great
Hot Lips,
actor.
Houlihan.
Great actor. In a very similar elk, very good TV actor and one of my earliest crushes, Marky Post, born in this day in 1950. Passed away just a couple of years ago in 2021. The great Christine Sullivan. In a night court, the only person that could handle Dan Fielding. Her interacting with those actors on that show, her comedic timing never got the credit it deserved. I loved her later on in life. I believe it was something about Mary. She played
sure.
Mary's mom.
Sure.
And seeing her just years later and stuff. I always enjoyed her. Great actor. And Doris Roberts, legend actor. If Doris was still with us, she would be my grandma. And, and if there was, I was filming something, I would want her as my grandma. Ray's mom on Everybody Loves Raymond. The quintessential like mom, grandma, just incredible actor. Really great career, too. Like before you knew her from Everybody Loves Raymond, Doris had a wonderful career.
Yeah.
One of the greatest journalists and maybe the definition of American journalism, Walter Cronkite, born on this day in 1916.
Wow.
I say this jokingly, but it really does mean something with real Einstein over here. Like, Einstein's name being associated with brilliance and smarts.
Cronkite's name has totally become that.
He is the Einstein of journalism. He is the real Cronkite over here.
Or at least a news anchor.
Yeah, yes, news anchor, I think, is the right way to put that. That's a good way to do it. And rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
Like
he earned that.
Especially when I first started doing Rapids Report, he was one of the people that I went back to read up on and watch his demeanor, the way he handled things.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know where Walter Cronkite stood on things. He just gave you the news. He did this where I don't think a lot of maybe I don't know if people picked up on it or not or anything like that, because it may not seem like it, especially if you just see little snippets of him. Walter Cronkite had empathy without being emotional, without really giving his emotions up and down. But there was an empathy when he delivered the news that is sorely missing today, where it's now just people reading off of a piece of paper.
We've all become too calloused.
Yeah. Whereas there was something to him, and I don't even know how you put your finger on it, but there was a heart to what he did. He was the best. He was really not the best to ever do it necessarily, but certainly one of the best, if
in
not
in his time, for
in
sure.
In his time, yes. And Alfred Heineken, born on this day in 1923. Right. I would have thought he'd be older.
I also would have thought he'd be older, but I guess Heineken is not that old.
I guess, Alfred Heineken, born in 1923, passed away in 2002. So, not that long
Heineken's
ago.
A newer beer, I guess.
Dutch brewing genius.
Sure, that's what we could call it.
Well, that's what they're saying. I'm not saying that necessarily. Although I drink plenty of Heinekens in my life.
Fair enough.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun when we get back here on The Morning Show. Welcome to our house, everybody.
Oh, hi.
Morning show here at WFHR.
It is.
Locally grown radio. Lauren James hanging out with you.
Hi.
Thanks for hanging out with us. That song from Madness, Our House.
It's a fun one.
It always gets me. It does. I've got to get a fun story here, sort of. if you're a parent, you are your child's personal ChatGPT.
Yeah, kind of.
According to a new report, the average parent with a young child fields 46 questions per day from said child.
Sure. What age are they considering young?
So one parent within like 14 to under. So they're saying
So they're even talking preteen age. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be a high number.
For anybody out there, I ask you to, if you're in a similar situation, I guess you don't have to, but if you are not, I ask you to think of Laura's situation where that's 46 question times four.
Yes, and that's on average.
Does that number, just before I go too much farther, does that number sound somewhat right to you, 46?
Sure. Yeah. I would say that I'm lucky that the ones that are close in age tend to like lump their questions together. But yeah, that sounds right.
I would say when we're lucky to have Quinn around in the office here, I field about 30 some questions from her. So I mean, that's just in the time I'm around her here.
Those are the overflow. She had those ready to go for anyone other than me.
Can't even imagine what you must tell you.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the questions aren't that difficult. Parents say that they typically find themselves without answers about 35% of the time.
Okay.
91% of parents believe it's important to, quote, foster their child's natural curiosity and interests.
Yes.
But they do want them to be aware of their surroundings. The average parent tells their kid to be careful 27 times per day.
Yeah, and that's a low estimate.
Yeah, definitely. 77% of parents believe their child is more curious than they were at their age.
Huh. No, I don't think so. But I might be in... extra case here?
You know, I would say that my kids and I were on a pretty similar path when it came to that. And so much so to the point where there were times where I couldn't help but be just, you know, where you see a little bit of yourself in your child and you're just kind of, you know, it's a warm feeling.
Yes, I see myself in my kids all the time. And
pride
I
doesn't
was,
feel right.
I was an incredibly curious kid, but I'm also a very curious adult. So I hope that never stops.
Nearly all parents polled, 97% would describe their child as curious, and 71% of those would go on to say that their child is very curious.
Mm-hmm.
When they were growing up, parents polled most often heard the phrase, because I said so, 61% of the time.
Yeah.
Only about half, 49%, admit that they had a positive reaction when they got that response.
Mm-hmm.
And today, the approach has changed. Only 22% often say, because I said so, or that sort of comeback.
Sometimes it does actually get to that is the answer, and that's the only time I say it. Like when it comes down to she's questioning why it's bedtime, and I'm saying because I'm mom and it's bedtime.
That was for me always the break glass in case I needed. Like
right.
it was the
that's
last.
That's exactly
like,
what it is. That is your last line of defense. If they're not going to see reason, they need to at least see authority.
See, my son would just lay in bed and not go to sleep, and he wouldn't really bother anybody. Wouldn't really make noises or anything like that. Izzy was much more of a like, I'm going to make sure that everybody in the neighborhood knows it's. I don't want this. I it's not time for me. She mm-hmm. would literally like bang. Like pots.
Yeah.
and I could remember some scenarios where that was kind of like, so because I said so, it's bedtime because I said so.
Right.
It is a little bit of a frustrating and almost hypocritical feeling coming from a nocturnal parent where I'm
yeah,
trying to tell
dare
my,
you.
Yeah. I did feel a little hypocritical in that one. I did.
How very dare you.
Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of interesting to me to see that gigantic drop mm-hmm. of that as a
well,
phrase, as a comeback.
Well, it shows how that made us feel
yeah.
when we were kids. We remembered that feeling.
And I hope this isn't understand it. From me, and I'm
no, I'm
for
not
you,
pointing the
no
finger
judgment,
at our parents.
None of that. No.
I'm saying this is, but this is evolution, right? This is how society evolves and changes. We grow from the experiences we've had and the things that we've learned in our lifetimes, and we pass it on to our kids, and they're in turn going to learn from their experiences. And there are things that we're doing right now that are going to be issues with those kids when they're adults, and we're just going to have to be okay with that, learn from it, and own it. That's how humanity is going to survive. We have to be willing to grow and mm-hmm. and change.
I think outside of course extreme circumstances of parenting, I really really distaste any parenting judgment. I really you could be the world's greatest parent, you don't have a right to judge another parent.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't. Like again, there's some extreme circumstances of course.
There are extreme
putting
circumstances.
Those aside, I hate the idea of a parent judging another parent. I don't mm-hmm. I really really don't like that.
More often than not, we should at minimum be able to commiserate.
Yes, yeah, to be able to lean on each other's shoulder, compare. None of us got a playbook for this.
Nope.
Nobody did.
And, no.
And it's worth noting, not a single one of us necessarily came from perfect parents.
No.
Outside of me and my mother. Outside of that, of course.
Of course.
Outside of that.
Of
no.
course.
She'd be the first one to tell you.
Right.
And she would fall on the sword easily.
Right.
That, you know, she was nowhere near a perfect parent.
But that's what it is, right? We're all broken people, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's about whether or not we're growing into something from those broken pieces.
It's one of my favorite quotes, Hemingway, of course we're broken, that's how the light gets in.
Yeah.
Understanding that, having a little bit of grace to each other towards mm-hmm. that, I think only helps. And when it comes to the whole, because I said so, that's what I kind of like that about us, that's something that we've kind of grown from. And
yeah,
that's
I kind of cool. like that it has become a in case of emergency, break glass phrase.
Yeah.
It's no longer the go-to.
It's kind of cool
nice.
When you think about it in the way.
Yeah.
Ohio State University celebrated the 60th birthday of its mascot, Brutus Buckeye, by breaking the Guinness World Record for the most conical party hats worn at a single event.
Oh, that's great.
Am I
so
saying that
they're
right?
Wearing, conical. So
it is.
It's shaped
okay.
like a cone.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought. I just had never heard that before. Yeah. The school gathered 1,923 people to don party hats Wednesday at the Recreation and Physical Activity Center on campus.
Spectacular.
The gathering took the Guinness World Record from Britain's Sutton Coldfield Grammar School for Girls, which gathered 1,161 people in party hats.
Oh.
And I don't know if anybody can see where I'm going with this one, but I do feel like this is a record we could break.
Oh. That's right. Cone-shaped hats, everyone.
Well, it doesn't say a specific type of hat, just hats. So we could do any hats. We could do bowler hats. We could do, you know, derby hats. We could do any kind of hat. Like, I think this is one we could break.
If you can't make one from scratch, store-bought is fine.
I'm a cowboy hat. We could tie 105.5 WIRI into it and everything. Ooh. We could do a record for most people in cowboy hats.
Or don't. Just wear what you want. Wear a hat.
Sure,
we'll figure
hats.
It out.
Just most people in hats.
Ooh. And bring a donation for the food pantry.
Yes. I think there's something here. I think there's something to that, actually.
Yeah.
I think that could be fun. I don't know I blame Beth, actually, for this.
Oh, no.
I've never had an actual Buckeye. Have you had a Buckeye before? They're like a nut, or they put in chocolate or something like that?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I don't think I've had one before. I kind of want to try one.
And what kind of nut? They have a lot of them.
It's a Buckeye.
It's a Buckeye. It's peanut butter.
Yes.
It's a peanut butter Buckeye. It's you know, those are, I have had those. They're good. Because when I was living in Maryland, there was a family from Ohio on base that we were friends with, and so they would bring Buckeyes to all of the gatherings.
I gotta try one. I want to try one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just like powdered sugar and peanut butter and a liquid for consistency, and then dip it in chocolate.
You had me at powdered sugar.
I know.
You could put powdered sugar on a hat, and I would enjoy it.
Not recommend. That is not nutritionally sound.
We will take a quick break, come back, and have some more fun on The Morning Show. Hey!
Hey.
That's, I actually tried out for this band, Of Mice and Men. I was the guy going to be the guy in the background, just yeah. Hey! They laughed at me. Didn't go well. I tried though. I put myself out there, Laura. I tried. I like the band. The look. I wish everybody could see the disappointed.
I think they can feel it.
Just the disappointed look on Laura's face.
Sorry, I was just giving him a deadpan stare.
Great.
I was just going to let him keep going.
There is a healthy way, healthy tip to get you through some of the colder months that are coming up here and everything. Something that I really appreciate out of Stephen and Katrina over at Family Natural Foods.
Sure.
They usually take time, you know, throughout the winter months to talk about your health, your mood, your mental health.
Yes.
Getting enough vitamin D in some of these things.
Yes, especially with the decreased sunlight. Yeah.
It's some of the above and beyond kind of thing that they do that I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. And especially for people like me that had never really thought much about that until talking to, you know, Kat about it and some of those things, mm-hmm. and realizing, oh, how important this is. And there's a lot of really great resources nowadays when it comes to those winter months and getting the vitamin D you need. And we talk a lot about mental health nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I think that is fun about this topic is some of the funner ways of doing this. And I think I found one here.
All right.
A study at San Diego State, shout out to the Aztecs, found that as we move into winter, warm drinks might be better for your mental and physical health than you realize.
Oh, I just thought they were fun.
People who drank a lot of hot beverages in winter tended to have fewer issues with depression and insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
Hot foods like soup had the same effect.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Warm stuff was also linked to fewer digestive issues, maybe because your body has to work harder to get digest colder stuff.
Okay, yeah.
I did not know this.
Right. Well, and when your body is cold because it is winter.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that makes sense because, you know, we're cold. We crave warm things. It makes sense.
It takes more energy to warm up your stomach, and it takes more energy to warm up your stomach. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the warmer food, you don't have to do as much of that. Your body's not doing as much work.
And it imparts its warmth.
Quote, something as simple as the temperature of what we eat and drink can have real impacts on our health.
That's awesome.
Food and Wine has this complete article if you'd like to do a little more homework on it. I know I enjoyed it. I don't know that this is,
it's logical.
Yes.
But science is backing up the common sense. And that's a really cool thing to see.
As much as I love these new discoveries from time to time, or like, oh my God, we never saw this coming or anything, mm-hmm. I almost just as much love these affirming stories that when science yeah. is kind of like, oh, it's not just, because to me, if you told me this without the science, I'm immediately going nostalgia. I mean, like, oh, you know, there's a reason hot cocoa tastes really good and makes me feel better mentally because I'm reminded as a kid.
Well, and that's fair to think that, but also, you know, consider that you're cold and that beverage is hot. And now you feel warmer.
It's not that complex. It's not right? as, you know, it's not, I like most things in life, I overthink this.
That's shocking. Yeah, right. I, for one, am stunned.
But it's kind of cool to think of that it's not just a mental thing, but it yeah. literally, physically, the science behind it is actually good. What is your go-to winter drink, everybody? 715-424-2600. Call or text us through the Civic Media app. It changes for me. Mm-hmm. This time of year right now, we're talking hot cider.
Sure.
So, ooh, some hot cider right now. Really good.
Put a nice cinnamon stick in there and give her a good stir. Mm-hmm. That's the business.
Yeah, yeah. You ever suck on that cinnamon stick
you
or chew
bet
on
I
it?
Have.
Oh, they're really good. They're yeah. really good. They're as good for steering as they're stirring as they are for chewing. You give it another month or two and it's the hot cocoa. It's the sure. you know, anything sure. chocolate that's hot.
I like tea year round. I'm such a tea person. I have quite a selection of teas in my home. For this reason.
What is your go-to, everybody? Let us know again through the Civic Media app or mm-hmm. calling on up.
Yeah.
What are we missing? There's got to be other ones. I was in the winter.
Hot toddies.
I'm gonna lose so many points here.
Oh no.
What exactly is a hot toddy? I don't think I've had one.
Okay. I'm gonna double check because I don't
sure.
want to get this
wrong. You go
wrong.
Ahead and do that. I was gonna say that coffee in the winter at night I tend to drink more of. I tend to have not too late at night, but I tend to drink that at night. Not so much in the warmer months. I don't drink as much coffee, but I do tend to drink a little bit more at night in the winter.
In a heat-resistant glass or mug, combine the bourbon, honey, and lemon juice. Pour in hot water and stir until the honey dissolves. Garnish with a cinnamon stick, star anise, or a lemon slice if desired. Slip slowly and enjoy the warmth.
Well read. And that sounds really good.
Yeah.
They're
the classic for a reason.
I wonder why I haven't had one of those, because that seems like something that I would have had. I don't know.
I can't explain
that
one. For you.
I gotta try that. Yeah, nobody can explain anything about it. I got to try that one. I got to try that. That'd be good. Would you say that is the go-to Wisconsin one?
It's very common, especially around here. I know a lot of people who will have a hot toddy in the fall and the winter.
I'm pretty sure this is the only state I've ever heard that drink in.
I will say when I lived out of this state, I certainly heard less about hot toddies. Mm.
I got to try that one. I think I'd like to try that. That sounds pretty good. But we want to know what yours is, everybody. Mm-hmm. I know my grandmother loved a warm glass of milk in the winter. That was one
sure.
of those things.
Sure.
That was a big one. And that was both my grandmothers, I miss so much. And one of the things I loved about them was their simpleness.
Mm-hmm.
They were very interesting, complex people. But with certain things, like my Nana, ice water.
Water.
All yep. she ever wanted was a glass of ice water. We could go to the fanciest restaurant. Sure. My grandmother, the warm milk, different mm-hmm. things. What about you? Let's find out. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
My go-to drink any time of the year is always spring water. And they even make my ice cubes out of spring water.
Ooh, good idea.
Nice.
There's especially if that's what you want, there's nothing better than water.
Crisp.
Yeah, just as cold water especially. And then you mm-hmm. throw in the ice. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. you can't go wrong. It's a good drink.
Spring water is filtered by God.
Mm-hmm. Well
I
said.
I don't know how those other name brands are filtered at all. But
sure.
That spring water, though, yeah, you can count on that. Yeah, it's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Always like good talking with you.
Yeah,
you have a good
thank
morning.
Thank you for listening.
Appreciate you. And keep the calls coming, everybody. 715-424-2600. We want to hear from you. What is your go-to winter drink?
Yeah.
If you can come up with something different, I'd love to hear it. Because I'm really struggling
sure.
and I'm mad at myself for not being able to come up.
I drink a lot of tea. I have a lot of different teas. And that's why umbrellaing my answer rather than giving specifics.
I think that works. I didn't come up with tea. I think it works.
Yeah.
Again, let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
Ooh, or a chai. You can get like the pre-made chai mix and have it with your milk of choice.
Okay.
Heat it up.
All right. Yeah, I could see that. We look forward to talking with you about this, everybody. Hit us up. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And keep that number handy and keep the Civic Media app handy because you're going to want to use it right now to win yourself a pair of tickets.
Woo!
We got a great one coming to town, everybody. The Doo-Wop Project are on a mission to doo-wopify our community.
Yes.
They're coming to town, and they are not only bringing some of the classic doo-wop songs that we all love from so many of the great bands of yesterday, but some like kind of taking some newer songs from Taylor Swift, Pharrell Williams, Daft Punk, and doo-wopifying them, if you
will. Very cool stuff.
If you get curious and want a preview of this, I encourage you to check out the Rapids Report and the great interview we got to do with these guys. They're wonderful people. The Arts Council of Southwood County is presenting this amazing show this Thursday, November 6th, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center at 1801 16th Street South, right here in Rapids. Tickets are for sale right now at savorthearts.com. Get on over there and pick them up.
I know they've also got some links to the band's website on the savorthearts.com site as well.
It's a great way to you know, get a little bit of a preview of what the show is going to entail. And if you would like two pairs of tickets right now, I got two tickets right here in front of Laura
a
and
pair
I.
Pair of tickets.
If you want them, give us a call and let us know your favorite doo-wop band, your favorite doo-wop song. I will take any of the above. It's a tough one. It's tough
really
to choose
tough
a favorite. That's not easy. Good luck, and go ahead and call us up and get these tickets, everybody. Shout out to Sally Kistner and our friends at the Arts Council, always giving us these tickets to give away. Laura and I will be back with more show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media.